Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If they're going to allow it to be as physical as it is, you got to give us a little time to prepare for it.
So like post-All-Star break.
Post-All-Star break is usually like 30 games left. So maybe 12 to 15 games left in a regular season. Yeah. Okay. A month. Yeah. Give us a month to prepare for it. Mm-hmm.
Because now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, do I think a month is too long? Yes, I think a month's way too long. I'm just wondering if this is something that they're going to start to talk about. And what I'm talking about is these playoffs that are such a grind and they take such a toll, and the playoffs become so much about attrition and who's able to play, who's not, who's hurt while they're playing, who's not. And I'm just, and with the Warriors run, we've seen it work both ways. It's helped them and it's hurt them. And I'm just wondering if the NBA would be thinking about somehow addressing the issue that these guys are either not at their top physical peak at the end of a season, or they're getting hurt because the season's so long, and would it be worth looking into?
Do you find it all, and this is why I love Steph, and I'm not saying I don't love LeBron, because I appreciate what he's meant for the game and what he's doing at his age, but Steiny, I would just say, and this is a pessimist in me, where was this from the LeBron James at 32 years old? Where was it at 31? And he's on the back nine, and I think that's fair, probably with Dre too. So, you know, Steph is the guy that was a victim of his hammy going out, and he's not the guy saying things like these, like this. And again, your examples are fair, but if we're really being real and putting it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Steiny, it fails in comparison to the series that get that finish, and the result is predicated on who played better basketball as opposed to who wasn't there. And now you got me going everywhere. And I know this is a NBA conversation, but damn, the Philadelphia Eagles a couple years ago when they got to the Super Bowl, they didn't benefit from Brock Purdy getting hurt or them knocking him out. It just happens across the board. It's unfortunate, but again, I don't play. I never have NBA basketball. I just love that it's been the same from years past up until now, and I hope they don't change it.
They have over the years. They've changed it. For example, when Larry, you want to talk about the 80s?
Yeah.
They didn't have 4-7-game series.
Well, fair. You're right.
I mean, the early Boston Celtics, in the early 80s.
Three-game series.
You got to buy. The best team in the league got to buy in the first round of the playoffs. And then they went through a period where the first round of the playoffs was three games. And then they went to 3 games and 5 games, 7-7. Then they went to 5-5, 7-7. Then they went to 7-7, 7-7. Maybe That's part of the like, you know, you can play 28 playoff games now to win a title. If you play 4 7-game series, I mean, in the past, you'd only have to play 20 games. Is 8 games a big deal? I don't know. Maybe it is when they're playing that kind of intense basketball. But like Bird and Jordan and Magic, they didn't have 4 7-game series. They had a 3-gamer, then a 5-gamer. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Let me throw this to you. And this is not to, oh, what you're saying is not valid, because I'm not saying that to you. Are the two best teams, in your opinion, playing tonight?
Probably not. No, the Celtics are better than the Pacers. But I'm not saying the Pacers don't deserve to be there, or the Pacers. I mean, the Pacers, Cleveland and Boston were the best teams. They didn't get it done. Cleveland and Boston both. Boston got a big injury, obviously, with Tatum. And Cleveland was just decimated during the playoffs. Just throwing it out there. Let's go to Josh. Josh is on 580. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man?
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's an interesting conversation, because I was thinking about it, too, and just a couple points. One, it's a young man's game. Basketball is always going to be a young man's game. So, like, it's always going to be beneficial to have a younger roster, and older rosters are going to find it hard to withstand the grueling part of 82 games and the playoffs. Another second part is the play-in has already kind of built a week in for teams that don't have to play in the play-in to get a week off. So they've already kind of, with the play-in, they've already kind of given a week off of rest to the teams that can make it, just stay out of the play-in and be good enough not to worry about it. The one thing I do agree on, Steiny, is that I did think it was interesting this year how the first round had multiple games in between where it was 2 days off.
Yeah.
And then once you got into the second round of Western Conference, it was every other night. You got to give guys more time because the product is better. You know, we saw a lot of blowouts, you know, going back on the road. It's like you got to give guys maybe 2 days in between to rest to have a better product. Injuries are injuries. They're going to happen. You can't avoid that. But as far as the blowouts, competitive games, you give guys multiple nights off in between, you're going to have a better product on the floor and possibly less injuries. So I think there's a slight tweaking that they can do with the schedule to make it different. You can't avoid injuries altogether. At the end of the day, you got to keep your roster somewhat young to be able to withstand and have guys that can play, you know, 12 minutes, 13 minutes. If you do it like the Knicks, you're right, going to wear down, you're going to get older. So you have a point. You can't change it all together. But there does need to be some scheduling in between games, in between series.
That's what I'm wondering, too, is how many –
Great point, though. Before that play-in, teams get rest, Donnie, that are not a part of it. That was a great point.
Okay. What about the fact that the Golden State Warriors, I think – I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but at the end of the Houston series and the beginning of the Wolves series – I think they had a stretch where they played 8 or 9 games in 16 or 18 nights. So they're playing playoff basketball with just one day's rest.
Oh, man.
And during the regular season, they may not have had a stretch with that many games in that short a time. Like, would that be the time where you know, is that the time to play more games in a shorter period of time than you kind of do in the regular season?
Steiny, I'm just being real. Like, comfortable is not the word. I'm just like, dude, these guys are getting paid millions, and they got the all off season and science and technology on their side to get their bodies in shape. I just hate to feel like we're saying something that a majority of them aren't. Or maybe they feel that way and they're not saying it into the microphone.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I'm looking at Bird and Magic and guys like that, and early in their careers, you know, they were only playing – the Celtics won a championship in 81 and they played 17 playoff games. Now a team's going to have to play, you know, 24, 25 playoff games. I don't know. Are we asking these guys to – first of all, we are asking them to do more than the older generation because the playoffs are longer and there are more games. But just throwing it out there. Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. What's up, Doug? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey.
Good, thanks.
Hey. Yeah. So I want to focus. I think there's muscle fatigue. Yeah, you know, we've all played sports. We know if you do, you know, too much in back-to-back, you're more likely to get hurt. In fact, that's actually been proven. There's physiology on that. But I just want to comment specifically on Steph Curry.
All right.
Okay. The Steph Curry injury, I think, yeah, the Houston 7-game series contributed. But what really contributed was the way he has had to play the last year, the last 2 years, and this past season, you know, when he played the Olympics as well. I think if Steph had been double-teamed and triple-teamed routinely early in his career, he would not have been as great early in his career as he was. The thing is now, he's the option, the number one option, and teams double and triple team him hard now at right. age 37, 35, 36, 37. That wasn't happening when he was younger. So it's actually, we're seeing a remarkable athlete. We should cherish this time because he's playing at a remarkably high level given the fact that he's being hit on harder now than he was when there was another reliable shooter. A reliable shooter named Klay Thompson, and you couldn't double and triple team Steph like that back then. I think that that's made a big, big difference. The last two seasons, and particularly this last season, have been harder on him at an older age. It's amazing what he's doing, what he's able to do, you know, when he's getting covered this hard, you know, much more than 2014, 15, 16. And then when Durant came. So I think that muscle fatigue, you know, and duration, and then, you know, the short, the back-to-backs and the one game, and all of those things, I think all of it contributes. Like all you guys have been saying, I think it makes a lot of sense. And particularly with Steph, I think if you stand back and look at what this man is doing, we should be so grateful that we are here in the Bay Area to witness this. I hope we get another reliable shooter.
No, I mean,
facts.
Part of the problem, well, it's not really a problem, is that Steph still is playing at such a high level at 37 that even at 37, if he gets hurt, he's still the best player on your team.
Yeah.
And you ain't going anywhere.
Let's hope this is not the start of that, though, you know?
Well,
because that's what it is. And, Stoney, I'm being real. When did you – have you been feeling this way for a while, or you heard that sound that we have that you just played?
I just Googled injuries in playoffs, and the first story that came up was from this year. Injuries are becoming the story of the NBA playoffs. And I feel like the headline could be, injuries are always the story of the NBA playoffs. And is that just the way it is? And – The team that stays healthy is obviously going to have the best chance to win, or is there something that's doable that would encourage or help these guys maybe stay a little bit healthier over the duration of 100-110 game season?
Man, I'm looking at OKC, who handled business in the regular season and, you know, had they earned it. They had the ability to rest guys, you know, play guys 15, 20 minutes less than they would like, knowing that they had seeding locked up, home court advantage. And, you know, I look at them. Yeah, they're a bunch of young guys, but if we don't look at the birth certificate, Stoney, they got through it and utilized what they had earned. And that week that the caller had just mentioned before, while the playing tournament is happening, there goes some more rest. Not for the guys that, you know, are in that tournament like the Warriors were.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Hey, by the way, do not forget, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they are on the call. And you can watch the games on KPIX Plus with the pregame starting at 6:30. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'm just going back to 2010, Stoney. I know it's a ways. And I'm just looking at the two teams in the finals and the team that won. And outside of the Warriors that you cite where, yeah, that was apparent, Toronto's title and Kyrie with Cleveland, I feel like, you know, the winner that I could share with you was the best basketball team in the league. But I guess you're looking at it, you know, that might be micro to your macro of, yeah, but you're missing the first round and the second round. Like you mentioned Cleveland this year, they got hurt towards the end.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess I just like the fabric part of attrition's a part of it.
That's for, hey. And I do
health
too.
Health is wealth.
I do too.
Because you really can't predict it, Stoney, unless you're in a bubble wrap.
To me, if you'd say, Stoney, why'd Steph Curry get hurt?
No.
I would say partly his age and partly they played every other day for 14 to 16 games before he pulled his hamstring. That might be too much. Maybe it's too much for Steph because he's 37.
Yeah. How about Jimmy Butler? How did he get hurt to you? It was a fluke.
Yeah, it was a fluke, but I like when you say fluke, I always think the more games you play, the more likely you're going to be to get hurt. That doesn't, because even if an injury is a fluke, if you're playing 100 times, a fluke injury is probably going to happen more than it would if you're only playing 25 games.
Do you ever see a scenario to where the NBA drops 82 to
no,
65? That, but that's, the money's involved, right?
But that's the other issue. Like we say, oh, never Jordan and Bird and Magic. And well, guess what? They didn't play the playoffs. Their playoffs were not as long. They were not as long. They just weren't. And, you know, I'll go back and look at some of the days in between. But, and what about something like this? Okay, what do we always say? NBA is a young person's league. It's a young man's league.
That's all you've been harping.
Okay. And the way the system is set up now is a huge reason why it's a young person's league. So...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Could you give teams in the playoffs a little bit more time off so that maybe the older players or guys in their, you know, have a better shot at it, you know, have a better shot of playing a lengthy postseason? Because the bottom line is, the reality is Steph Curry and LeBron James, they actually are being asked to do things in the postseason that Bird, Magic, and Jordan never had, which is 4-7 game series.
Yeah. And there's nothing you could, Stoney, I would just say, I don't even want to use the U word. It's unfortunate, but that's just the prince, Roger Nelson. That's just the sign of the times. And they want nothing more than try to climb that hill and be there. But I look at Cleveland this year, Stoney. Their young guys got hurt. It was fluke. You know, injuries happen, like you said. So what really can be done in whatever realm of life to where you can aid it or make it easier for the older guard? Like sports, like you said, is a young man's league. And the Warriors right now are doing something that scares the bejesus out of me, because now I've finally seen Steph pull something. I've seen something happen to the engine that I believe, and he'll tell us, is probably fatigue and age. So now I'm dealing for the first time with, oh my gosh, we could be the second seed. If Curry pulls something because of fatigue and you know, deep on a playoff run, that's the worst. This year was the worst feeling to have, because you think about what could have been. But, partner, all I keep saying with this conversation is, Stoney, even if you do something like you're lobbying for, injuries still are going to happen.
They are, but they will not happen, you would think, to this extent. I mean, it's been proven that you're more likely to get hurt on a back-to-back than if you have a day off, and you're less likely if you have 2 days off. I mean, again, I'm not – and the idea that, well, what can you really do? There's a million things you could do. You could not play 4 7-round series. They didn't.
But you're going to lose money in advertising just from a league. I get you. Okay. From a league. You know what I mean? Like, greed is at all-time high. Am I wrong? Like, you're really going to, hey, you know what? Forget the 7 game. We'll go to 3. Oh, my gosh.
But for everybody that says, well, that's the way it is, I mean, no, it's not always the way it was. It's not. They have, in the last 20 years, they've tacked on 25% more playoff games. They just have.
Well, I'll tell you this. I believe, and we know, you tell me if I'm wrong or I'm being a front runner or a homer, Steph Curry's still a cash cow. And if he doesn't get the league's attention, if they think this injury could have been avoided by, you know, maybe condensing games in the first part of the series, because he got hurt in the second round, Stoney. I'm just saying, who has to get hurt for them to even take notice or even have a conversation? The fact that it was Steph, I'm like, and I know people could be like, "Ooh, he's got 3 more years, maybe 4 tops playing at high level." What type of player is it going to have to take for them to even? Because I don't even think they're having a conversation or a thought about this Silver and company.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just asking the question, and especially because it affected the Warriors, and there's more than one person around the league talking about how condensed the playoff games have become. And I just think it stands the reason that if you're asking guys to play a full season and then play in the postseason at a higher level, and we all acknowledge that the playoffs are more intense and guys are working harder, well, then why during the playoffs are we having these guys play either as condensed as they were playing in the regular season or sometimes more? You know, I bet if we looked at the Warriors' schedule, and I'm going to try to do this at, you know, during the break, but, you know, I wonder how many times I'm going to figure out that the Warriors probably played 9 games in 17 days in the postseason, and I wonder how many times during the regular season they played 9 games in that short a period of time. And is there a way to keep more guys on the court during the most important time of the year?
Yeah. I look at this year's playoffs and I think of Tatum, Curry. We didn't even mention Dame. You know, he got hurt right before Stoney and
Donovan
and
Mitchell. So
Darius Garland.
Michael Porter Jr.
And LeBron and Gordon.
Ja Morant was kind of hurt late in the year. Anyway, just wanted to bring it up. And to me, when you play so many games, especially at this kind of level, like, to me, it's what's the word it's a
overuse.
No, it's when it's
like
good and bad.
$1,000 pyramid. Go ahead.
No, it's good and bad. Okay. It's like we all acknowledge
gift and a curse.
Yeah,
Jay-Z.
We all acknowledge that the playoffs are the great part of the season, and they're the best games by far.
Yeah.
So let's try to keep as many great players in that environment as we can. Or maybe the environment is what it is, and that's what makes it so great in the first place.
Now, what about this? Rest in peace to your pops. What about the whistle? Can they implement something to where, I'm being serious here, where it's not that if you're going to allow it to be football come playoff time, that is, and I love it, but I can't sit here and ignore the fact that I saw that metamorphosis like, oh my gosh, they're letting things go. What are they doing? How about you be more consistent and not have that big divide, Stani?
Yeah, do you have that handy, E? Yeah, okay, so LeBron said a month. This is what Draymond Green said on his podcast.
Well, I know LeBron talked about a month, there being a month off before the playoffs. I don't know that that's possible. You kind of get guys could get a bit out of shape, and it could have an adverse effect. Guys getting back in, all of a sudden you pull something because it's been a month. So I don't know if it's necessary, if a month is the right answer. But 2 weeks ain't no basketball, ain't no NBA player getting out of shape in 2 weeks, but you can get a lot healthier in 2 weeks, you know? You look at Steph Curry pulling a hamstring and to your point, Aaron Gordon saying 2 days in between games. I agree. You look at, because here's the thing. If you end up with a series like Houston and it's a day in between game, that's a four and a half hour flight from San Francisco to Houston in between, on a day in between the game. That's your rest day. So by the time you land in Houston, it's 8 o'clock at night. If you just try to get the guys a little sleep and not leave at 10 and leave at 12, all of a sudden you get into Houston. By the time you make it to the hotel, it's dark. 8 o'clock at night, you're trying to get dinner. And everything is quick, like you're getting ready for bed, so the recovery process ain't great.
All right, and I know some people will probably listen to Draymond and say, there's a multi-millionaire complaining, but maybe what he's saying is, yeah, an extra day here and there, and the product will even be better. The other part of this, Goo, and I know we got to go, is we acknowledge the playoffs are so much different than the regular season. Is that good? Do we like that the games don't resemble the first 82 of the year? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get more into this. We'll get back into some Giants. They won a big game last night against the Padres. So come on back on 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.